Good morning. I'm Julie Small, and this is the California Report. Many residents of the small town of Weed in Siskiyou County near Mount Shasta are now homeless. Their houses burned to the ground in a wildfire that swept through the town Monday. Fire officials say more than 150 buildings were damaged or destroyed. The town is home to fewer than 3,000 people. Resident Danielle Verpillet says the fire arrived quickly.
I stepped out my front door to witness trees on fire basically across the street, 100-foot flames, and then looked to my right, and it looked like all of downtown Weed was on fire.
The fire burned less than 400 acres, but the speed of it, driven by 40-mile-per-hour winds, kept firefighters scrambling to get ahead. The Angel Valley neighborhood was destroyed, with block after block of homes gone. The fire also damaged Weed Elementary School and the Roseburg Mill, the town's largest employer. The Holy Family Catholic Church burned to the ground.
We've all been on edge. A lot of people lost their houses, and it looked like a war zone. Looked like bombs had been dropped.
No deaths or serious injuries have been reported. The Red Cross will operate a shelter today at the Mount Shasta Armory and is soliciting donations of food, clothing, and money. Credit the state's historic drought for political action on long-time water needs in California. That was the assessment of Governor Jerry Brown on Tuesday, just after he signed a trio of laws regulating the use of groundwater in California for the first time. John Myers has more from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk.
For all of the complexity there is to reining in a system where anyone can pretty much tap underground water supplies, Governor Jerry Brown seems to sum it up rather simply.
This is about people, who drill wells, and county administrators who go out and look at these wells and figure out what's the proper balance here.
The governor's signature on three new laws began a process about how to find that balance. The laws create a phase-in period over the next decade for local officials to assess groundwater use and, if needed, enforce those new rules. The message, says State Senator Fran Pavley, one of the plan's authors, is that climate change threatens to make water scarcity the new norm.
We now need to be smarter in how we manage and protect our water supply.
But change will come slowly. And while some farmers and property rights activists still oppose the changes, even supporters admit there's a lot still unknown about making all of this work. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
The new rules to manage California's groundwater supply will take years to implement. But in the meantime, as many as 1.5 million Californians rely on domestic groundwater wells for their drinking water. Some of them need help now because those wells are starting to go dry. Drilling new wells may be their only option, and it's expensive. Stanislaus County has become the first to offer a low-interest loan program to help homeowners. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story.
Pam Vieira's water well has slowed to a trickle and is mostly pulling up sand. You can see it in the tank of her toilet.
See the sand?
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it's full of sand. Sometimes we have brown water. Sometimes we have no water.
Vieira and her husband Lawrence have lived in this tan-colored ranch house surrounded by almond trees and sweet potato farms for about 40 years. Like many in this rural community of Denaire, just south of Modesto, they're too far from town to hook into a municipal water system. Their household well has always worked fine, but now the Vieiras have had to let their lawn die and let their gardener go.
I have artificial flowers by my front door, and I hate artificial flowers.
She's trying to save her grandmother's 100-year-old hydrangea by collecting the water she uses to bathe and pouring it into the pots.
This is my grandmother's, and it's just burned and dying. But I think it'll make it through. What I'm concerned about is, are we going to make it through?
The Vieiras ran an auto repair shop for many years. Now they've retired and have nowhere near the $20,000 it would take to drill a new well.
My husband's 75 and I'm 70. We live on a fixed income. We're not asking for a handout. We just need help.
The state provides drought assistance to small rural community water systems, but not for private property owners like the Vieiras who rely on their own wells.
And no one has thought about domestic well owners, which is a real shame because there's thousands of us and water is a necessity. You have to have it to live.
There are some limited federal grants through the USDA for extremely low-income individuals with water wells, but nothing for middle-class folks.
Because if you're super rich, you got the money. If you're super poor, You qualify for all the grants. We're in between, middle class, and now we're old.
Someone doesn't have water, can't get a new well, you know, we feel there's a moral obligation to step in and see if we can do something to help them.
That's Stanislaus County Supervisor Bill O'Brien. He and his colleagues, who are all fiscal conservatives, unanimously decided to dig into county coffers to help people whose wells are going dry. O'Brien says this is not a handout. It's a loan to be paid back with interest at a very attractive 1% interest rate. Loan applicants have to put liens on their homes to qualify.
The taxpayer's protected, and I think that's why you saw a conservative board of supervisors approve this program.
The pilot phase allocates $200,000, which will pay for loans to drill about 10 wells. No one knows for sure how many wells are going dry in Stanislaus County, but O'Brien says about a fifth of the county's population, some 100,000 people, rely on domestic wells. Still, Noe Paramo from California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation says he's glad to see the supervisors stepping up to provide a local safety net.
This critical issue of the groundwater depletion has hit home, and it's affecting their constituents.
Paramo wants to make sure Spanish speakers or those without internet access will also be able to apply for loans. He notes that county supervisors delicately avoided the issue of whether all the new wells drilled on profitable almond farms may be responsible for sucking down the groundwater.
Even if they don't acknowledge that they are responsible for depleting it, they should at least step forward and say, we're going to be good stewards and good neighbors and help our neighbors out.
His idea? Have farmers set up a fund to help their residential neighbors drill wells so the county isn't the only one lending a hand. But that idea is not likely to fly with growers. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Stanislaus County.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, September 17th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, rating hospitals, doctors, and long-term care. Smarter choices start at calqualitycare.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.